it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, alongside Howard. What's up, Howard?
What's going
on? Okay.
My mic's just not on.
Apparently not.
Can we talk today?
I don't want you to talk.
Okay.
You talk too much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep talking.
Hello.
Okay.
Microphone check.
I'm not liking your microphone. Or maybe it's you.
Whatever.
It's not me. It's you.
Okay.
It's really you. But we're coming to you live from the IMPA Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make certain you tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11. Yes, it's a two-hour show, so we give you great conversation, great music, and all that jazz, and black history facts, and everything in between. Keep in mind that I am in no way, shape, or form a relationships expert. No way in hell. I am just a vessel to deliver information to you folks, so you can take it as you please.
There's
you don't
word.
Have to take it.
There's a word in here somewhere.
What?
No, there's a word in here.
What?
From the
message.
Lord.
Message from the man up high. But yes, here on this Date Is Over Radio. Okay, I'm not having a stroke. Here on this Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, in a lot of cases, the ugly. Now, I'm trying to think, what the hell did I do this past weekend? I'm just so off today. I'm so tired.
The weekend was 4 days ago.
I know, right?
Did it rain this weekend?
I don't think so.
It
I can't even remember
midweek last
what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
The snow days have thrown me off and everything, but I had a great weekend and having a great week, except for yesterday. I did Zumba for the first time in forever.
Almost died?
Yes.
Yep.
No. I started getting dizzy. I was like, damn, I'm really out of shape. Like, it's terrible. And then it helped me to realize how horrible of a dancer I am. Like, I can't do coordinated dance steps.
I was going to say, I don't think clumsy goes with dancing.
Oh,
I
shut
think
your
there's
face.
A lot of coordination. That's
I want you to go like
closer.
Yeah,
right here. We in there.
I know.
In my mouth.
But fine. Yes, it helped me to realize how much of a like with the coordinated dance steps. I really suck. I'm like really stiff. And then the chick had me doing all these booty movements. I'm like, come on, lady. I don't have a big butt to be
pop, lock, and drop.
Yeah. Pop. So it was not a good thing. And now my back hurts. I don't know what the hell I did. I'm in pain. I'm tired. I can't get it together. So y'all pray for me and my Zumba journey. Zumba and weight loss journey, okay? But tonight, if you've been paying attention on social media, we're talking about platonic friends. We all have them, I think.
Yeah,
well,
we do.
I got them. I don't mean that they think that I'm their platonic friend. Like, they might be trying to get into a different zone and out of the friend zone. But that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Platonic friends, you know, while you're single, and platonic friends while you're in a relationship. So give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio if you want to get in on tonight's topic. You know, you can also hit me up on social media at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter, and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, have you checked out this week's blog yet?
I did.
Did you like it? Was it hilarious?
It was cool. No, I'm playing.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Y'all should go.
Check out Belligerent Chick. And it's a story from a guy who had an interesting experience with a chick who thought he was the father of her child. So check it out. Go to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. And check out our latest blog post, Belligerent Chick. But before we explore tonight's topic, which is platonic friends, we're going to get into some music. So keep it right here on The Flow. Thank you.
Girl, let me step into your world, we can do it. Good stuff, yeah, you know I'm always with it. I'll be over in a minute, you with it. Good stuff, you not trying to be alone. Now I hit you on the phone, we can talk about good stuff, tell me if you need it now. Yeah, you know I come around, put it down. Good stuff, let me step into your world, we can do it. Yeah, a lot of time going by since the time of every guy wanting us is junior high, but ever since 11th grade, her body got colder, plus she knew it, so she threw it to this nigga that was older, already pursuing, screwing niggas in their 20s. By the time we graduated, she had already had plenty up in her. But I said I still would hit it if I ever had the chance. Ran into her years later clubbing with her friends over tequila. Surprised she remembered who I was. Rarely looked my way back in the day as a scrub. But see, that was the past. She's feeling my presence cause she's probably seeing cash. But I knew it, grew in the small talk for a minute while I'm thinking to myself like, damn, she looks different. But thinking if I wanna still live out that fantasy I had when I was younger. Putting her legs places, hands grabbing the rail. Talking about past dudes and how they put her through hell. Licked her cigarette ash down on the ground. Said we should do it even though she knew I wouldn't be around. Later. Girl, let me step into your world, we can do it. Good stuff, yeah, you know I'm always with it. I'll be over in a minute, you with it. Good stuff, you not trying to be alone. Now I hit you on the phone, we can talk about good stuff, tell me if you need it now. Yeah, you know I come around, put it in. Good stuff, flat, throw it back. More drink, more drug, throw it back. Take a break for a minute, breathe, then we go back. Them legs roll back. Do that. Let me wake her up. Give a little shove, like, wake up. Hey, baby girl, wake up.
That you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. To her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
I'm Kendall, and you're listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
But the whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio with your girl, Miss Marie, and Howard. What's up, Howard? I still don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I gotta turn you, like, all the way up.
Yeah, well, that's what it's gonna be.
We're coming to you live from the I Am Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. You just heard music from the great Biz Markie, who actually lives in the DMV, if I'm not mistaken, because I see him out here all the time. I think he lives out here. But that was Just a Friend, and right before that was Story and Her by Black Milk. I love that song. So we got a special guest in the studio who is joining us for tonight's conversation.
Platonic friend.
Yes, Howard's platonic friend.
They do exist.
Because that's what we're talking about tonight, platonic friends. So JT, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? Happy to be here. And yes, platonic friends.
So yes, thank you so much for being here. So we're going to have some great dialogue tonight. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. So platonic friends, what are they? Howard, since you so graciously introduced your friend as a platonic friend, what is a platonic friend to you?
It's just a homie.
Just the homie.
That's really just what it is.
The homie that you wouldn't smash, or the homie that's not giving you a chance to smash?
I would not.
Uh-huh.
See, and the thing that confuses people is because my friend is cute. It's a cute young lady, but I'm not attracted to her, like, at all. Like, not for any,
ditto.
Like, not any, not for any negative reasons,
right.
But like, we came up together. Like, when we met, we were both in relationships.
Uh-huh.
We all, as a group, were hanging out, and we just got close that way. So there was never anything additional to it. And I mean, we both came out of those relationships and continue to hang out, but we're always just cool. And everybody always asks, like, "Oh, you not in that?" Whatever. Someone's always saying something. I'm just like, "Nah, that's just a homie. She's like a dude to me." I mean, that's just what it is.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure she'd say I'm like a lady.
The same thing for me. Howard's like my girlfriend. So
that you don't sleep with.
That I mean, I don't sleep with my girlfriends either. I mean, I don't intimately sleep with my girlfriends.
We sleep
in the same bed. In fact, I think Howard and I have slept in the same bed a few times.
Probably, maybe.
No, it definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like not attracted to him, so it's not like I want to roll over and spoon this cat. Like,
right.
I just want to go to sleep and wake up, and then maybe can we go do brunch?
Can
and
we
drink
get a drink
and right, talk right, about right. our relationships?
Yeah.
Okay, I dig. So, platonic friends. I'm looking it up online.
Mm-hmm.
It says platonic love and platonic friendships are marked by the absence of physical or sexual desire.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a great description, I think.
The absence of sexual desire.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what else?
You know,
too?
I have a lot of platonic friends in.
No. Okay, so here.
See, but it has to be mutual.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Because
in a lot of cases, it's not mutual. Because I might be repulsed by somebody in that manner, but they can be all up, you know, ready to. They'll pretend that they're my platonic friend.
They have to stay close.
Dudes do that all the time.
I think girls
do that less than guys do it.
I think 25% of my female friends are platonic.
Where do you get that number from?
Out of my mind. Don't question my numbers. But like the rest, I'm cool with. But if the opportunity came up, I mean, and I'm single, like, okay, let's see what can happen. For me, I don't have a problem with that. But I'd say a good solid 25, a quarter of my female friends. And with that, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but like if I'm in a relationship, that 75%, they go away. Like, I can't be around them. Like, because it's not. Because they'll.
Temptation.
Hating. Depending on who they are, they may be looking to trip you up and to be like, okay, you're in this relationship. Let me see if I can get you now.
Right.
So I don't need that. But like.
So, but if that's the case, if they would try to trip you up, why can't you just get with them now if you are single?
Because it's not on me. If it's not my choice.
So, friends of Howard that he's got the hots for, holla at him. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you, girl.
We'll see.
Well, he'll hit it at least. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. But I'm trying to think of the percentage of my male friends that are platonic. I would say, in my eyes, like 99.9999%.
Okay.
In their eyes, I don't know. Because I can't think of any of them that. No.
Yep.
I've had. I'm going through the percentage in my mind of who has actually come at me sideways as a friend. So. I'm guessing like 10%. So that's not a huge number. But you know, some people try to act like they're your friend, like JT was saying.
That's
but
what you have to do.
They're really faking the funk until you let your guard down.
It's that slow walk. Wow, you have the music is louder than me. Jeez.
Clearly. I'm trying to get together over here.
Like, sometimes that's what it is. You have to find a way in, and your in might be friendship, and you just continue to build on that and show yourself worthy. And when she notices you, she gonna notice you. If she doesn't, then you just, that's your position, and you continue on with life. But
But what if she never notices you?
Then you just...
Because I know people that have waited it out for me to come around. And...
They're either gonna figure out that they're stuck in that position and
it has not worked out in their favor, and
they're gonna explode with you like, yo, you know I want you, girl. What's happening?
But on the opposite end, though, there are guys that sort of wait it out, and you know, you get to chatting with them, and you're looking at them, and you're like, wait a minute. Did you just say something to blossom my eyes to your potential beauty? Hold up.
Did you just your teeth fixed? Wait a minute.
Are you wearing some... what is going on? Why do I like you now?
And that's just happened. Put on cologne.
It works. Right? It happens. It
did you take a shower today?
It happens
did
all the time.
Did you take a shower?
No, right. I'm telling you. It definitely happens all the time.
Because it can happen. Because they say what? Like, friends can become lovers. Yeah, that's supposed to be like your best
it's
lover.
It's a new Bravo show, so it must be real.
Starting with friendships, but I cannot think of any friendship of mine that's really blossomed into a full-blown relationship.
Have you been open to that possibility, though?
Yes. Okay. I tried it.
Okay.
It was...
Well, you just ain't got the right friends.
Really bad.
Is it because, like, you weren't, like, attracted to them physically, or is it because they didn't... Like, what was it?
The sex.
Well.
But, you know, initially there was not...
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't start.
The physical part was a challenge, too.
And so the physical part never came, then?
It did. You know, I just tried to, build myself up to that.
That's where my mind was. Anyway, y'all keep going. Y'all keep talking lady talk.
Tried to build myself up to that, because you know what? You know, you try to, you know, like you were saying, you see, you know, they might say something that opens your eyes to their potential, like how great they are. Because, you know, they're your friend for a reason. So you know they're already a great person.
Yeah.
Gotta get a tetanus shot now. My mouth just touched the mic now. I feel some kind of way. I feel dirty. But yeah, so you can already see that they have potential. Like, you know, he's great at this. He's great with kids. He, you know, got a lot going for himself. So maybe I should take my blinders off and just try to see the beauty in this person. And that's how I tried to develop an attraction.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it just didn't work out.
And I mean, I think.
And I hate that it, you know, came to that.
And I think it's a fine balance, because you have to understand what your relationship is, and understand the value it holds, because you don't want to lose. If you have a great friend, you have to know when to cut it off. Because I've been in a few situations where we tried to briefly explore that, but we saw out the gate, like, yeah, we're
it's not
that
work.
Way we don't mesh, but we can pull it back to friendship. But I've had other people that I talked to for 2 weeks and we're no longer friends. Like, matter of fact, that happened. Did you go to my holiday party? You missed it. You had to do something.
I was,
you
were invited. What
matter of fact, you showed up. You showed up at the very end.
That was a game night.
The game night. Yeah. It was holiday party night. Yeah. You weren't there.
I missed it. What happened?
Yeah, you weren't there. But the young lady that was there, me and her, we've known each other for years. I met her at Common Share on
That's a minute ago.
Exactly.
I'm sorry,
Adams Morgan. It's a bar in Adams Morgan that closed in like 2006.
And it was a huge bar. When they closed, the Washington Post was there to write about it.
Damn. Huge. Yeah. Where the hell have I been? Under a rock, apparently.
Frostburg, that's where you were.
Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. I'm not from Frostburg. I just attended the university, okay?
But yeah, so I've known her since then. And then late last year, we decided, like, hey, let's hang out a little bit more. Oh, yeah, that turned me up in the headphones.
Sorry.
That's fine. It sounds good.
I sound good to myself.
Like, I like my voice.
My God.
But yeah, like we moved into like trying to date and seeing what that was like, and she wasn't feeling it. I was fine with it, but she wasn't feeling it. She was like, okay, let's just be friends again. And we have not talked since. Like, it just... But
how do you bounce back from that?
I don't know if you can. Like, for me,
how do you bounce back?
Like I said, for me, I didn't have a problem with it. I was like, okay, you want to pull back? Fine, we can still be cool. But I don't think she was comfortable with it. Mm. And it may be a new experience for some people. Like, it's weird coming back from, and we weren't completely intimate, but we had like held hands and kissed and all that type of thing. You feel me? Like,
third grade.
You can play me if you want to.
Holding hands and kissing.
Yep.
That makes me think of that episode of The Cosby Show. I'm probably the only one that remembers it, when Rudy got caught singing that song, Baby Do It To Me, all night long. And Claire was like, what is it? What is doing it? She was like, oh, you know, holding hands and kissing. And that, when you just said that,
I mean, that's
moment.
But that's all that it was. But I feel like for some people, that's enough for them to be uncomfortable. Like, we can't return to just friends.
Were you a bad kisser? Is that what it was?
No, I'm a great... I don't want to get into
he
it.
Because she had halitosis, girl.
Don't play with me. I'm not gonna put nobody on blast, so y'all can think what you want. But
who was it?
You don't know. You might know, but yeah, you weren't there, so I'm not gonna tell
hey,
you.
Hey, not my business. I don't want to know. Okay,
nosy, touch my nose.
Right. So what was I gonna ask? So how do platonic friendships start? Like, I get. You know, I'm trying to think of how did mine start. Mine started, I guess, you know, sometimes it's a coworker, or just like in your situation, you might have been at an event and you got cool with a certain group of people. Yeah. But how do they start for you, JT?
I think most of my platonic relationships have started from college or, like you said, hanging out with a group of people and maybe being in a relationship and building relationships with other couples or other people. But one thing that I don't think is cool at all, and I don't know if this is jumping ahead, but if you're in a relationship to start a new platonic relationship with somebody else.
Oh, yes. Like we're definitely going to talk about that.
Okay,
I'll
slow my
roll. No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, if I'm in a relationship, right, and my man tells me, oh, yeah, I met this girl, and now we cool, like, who is this girl?
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, how did y'all meet? That's not okay. And the same thing on the flip side. Like, if I'm with my man, and I'm like, hey, baby, I was out, and I met this guy, and he seems so cool. We're going to hang out.
I mean it's a fine line, but it depends on the circumstance. No. Like, you know, I'm a blogger, have a radio show, I network, so I meet people often. So doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna be going out to dinner with them, but there might be an occasion where, like, hey, you know, I wanna meet up with you over lunch to talk about doing so and so. So it could be like a business meeting.
Business meeting at lunch is different than
dinner
and happy hour and hanging out.
You want to go out like, oh, you know, me and my team from XYZ company want to get together for happy hour.
But then the
booth
should always be there. Exactly.
Well, here's the
Join
thing.
Us.
Here's the thing.
It should not be one-on-one.
That's, that's how my last relationship started.
You were cheating?
No. Whoa. I mean, hey, wait. Why I always got to be
this? Is he a cheater?
So the young lady had a boyfriend and we met at a party. And we were cool. I was interested. She put me friend zone, obviously, because she was in a relationship.
Well, but, so what up? You got the number, though?
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Well, no. Back up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait. Back up. No, actually, I didn't get the number. I met her that day, and we were all hanging out. And then a week later, we were all hanging out again. And then we were just like, yo, we're going to hang out regularly on all the time. So everyone exchanged the number. It was like 6 or 7 people in the group. But obviously, we kind of clicked off. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of somewhat coupled up, even though it wasn't like couples. But that ended up being my next relationship. Like that girl, I was friend zoned. But
that sounds
I did my slow walk.
You met her out, and she was like, "No, baby, I got a man." He said, "But you can't have friends." Is that what you said?
I'm not.
Is that what you said?
Come on, whoa.
that's what it sounded like.
Don't
to
make me out to be that guy.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No.
Did y'all hear that? I know I'm not the only person.
I was just
hearing.
Like, "You're cool."
I heard it.
It sounds like that to me.
We should all hang out, and they were like, matter of fact, it was one of my friends that introduced us, and she was like, "Yo, we're all going to a birthday party next week. Come, you can come." So again, we all just end up hanging out, and this continues to happen. And eventually, she ends her other relationship, and everybody was like, "Okay, y'all gonna be together now. We know it's happening." And it happened.
So, did y'all talk while she was in a relationship?
No, we never talked. We never held hands. Never.
Holding hands.
That's where I'm going. That's where I go. That's how I start. I'm a gentleman.
Well,
anyway,
keep being a gentleman,
okay.
Please.
But no. We didn't. There was no talking. There was none of that. We never hung out one on one. It was never dinner dates or anything like that. It was always in this group. It was at least 5 or 6 people every time. But, okay. I mean, it eventually got there. So, that's just what it is.
Okay. Well, we got to go to break. So, keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. If you want to tell us a true story about Howard's situation, because you know he got that number while she was in a relationship. It's like, no, I'm not going to throw you under the bus like that. Just kidding. But if you want to talk about platonic friends, give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992 And also check out the website thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and check out our latest blog post, Belligerent Chick, and tell us what you think. Post your feedback on the website, please. We would greatly appreciate it. So keep it right here on The Flow.
The
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
We started out as friends, now we friends with benefits. When the freaking begins, that's the end of the innocence. Speaking of innocence, baby, I can remember when I never used to call you. I was a gentleman, I was on my cash grind. I had to make moves, and when I got mine, I came to get you. You couldn't believe the way I flipped and did it that smooth. I couldn't believe it was that easy to impress
you. It's so uncanny how I knew that you were the one. You were a pretty little thing that had all the fun. I've been to city after city looking for love. I wouldn't spend a penny though I had all the change. You made me switch now I'm thinking another way. And out of all these other women I've got to say, I want you.
You can see it when you look around.
Yeah, said it's obvious the way everybody is staring at you.
I'm so happy that I finally found.
I found someone to show my love.
Yeah,
and it's
and
you.
I noticed that your love is real.
Cause I never found anything like this only when I'm around
it's
you.
It's reflected in the way I feel.
Yeah, I'ma say it though I'm sure you know.
So fly.
Baby, you fly. Baby, you fly.
Yeah.
I love the way you walk and the look in your eye. Maybe it's lust, maybe it's me.
Yeah.
But you can be sure I'll give you what you need.
Fly, girl.
And baby, it shows. I will tell the world what they already know.
Yeah.
Baby, you fly. Take it from me.
You can be sure I'll give you what you need.
Tonight I wanna try to engage your mind. I know you must be tired of hearing the same old line. But how they want you but they really ain't saying it right. I want you.
I know you like that.
If you're feeling what I'm saying and understand, I'ma stroke your body like it's an instrument. I'ma show you why my touch is so in demand. When I touch you,
you can see it when you look around.
Yeah, said it's obvious the way everybody is staring at you.
I'm so happy that I finally found.
I found someone to show my love.
Yeah,
and it's
and
you.
I noticed that your love is real.
Cause I never found anything like this only when I'm around
it's
you.
It's reflected in the way I feel.
Yeah, I'ma say it though I'm sure you know.
It's so fly.
Baby, you fly.
Yeah.
Baby, you fly. I love the way you walk and the look in your eye. Maybe it's lust, maybe it's me. But you can be sure
I'll give you what you need.
You fly, girl. And baby, you show.
What?
I would tell the world what they already know.
Right.
Baby, you fly. Take it from me.
You can be sure I'll give you
what
you need.
Let me talk to you. See, I knew you was a dime when I met you on Broadway. Told you you was fly, you said that's what they all say. I made it easy, you showed me the hard way. Even though the look in your eye was like foreplay. I got some great taste in women, I've had a lot, but when it comes to great face, you're winning. Very familiar with private spots laced in linen. It's like a curse with a gift I've been given, that's how I'm living.
Fly, baby, you fly.
It's so
I
fly.
I love it when you walk and the look in your eye.
I love that
maybe
walk.
It's lust,
yeah.
Maybe it's me, but you can be sure.
I'll give you what you need.
Said you fly, girl.
Baby, it shows.
I will tell the world what they already know.
Baby, you fly.
Take it from me.
You can be sure.
I'll give you what you need.
Baby, you fly.
That's right.
Baby, you fly.
You're so fly.
I love the way you walk.
Yeah.
And the look in your eye. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's me. But you can be sure.
I'll give you what you need.
You fly, girl. And baby, it shows. I will tell the world what they already know.
Baby, you fly.
Take it from me.
You can be sure.
I'll give you what you need tonight. Baby. Yeah, hey, yeah,
rock with me now.
Oh.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. And Howard, what's up, Howard?
Hey.
Hey. Hey. And we got JT. What's up, JT?
I'm in the building.
Yeah, she's in the building. We're talking about platonic friends, but you just heard music from Ryan Leslie. The song was Your Fly, and that was our Makeout Monday song of the day. And if you listen to the song, he said, we started out as friends, now we're friends with benefits.
He played his role and he succeeded. Victory.
Played his role and succeeded. Victory. So going back to this whole platonic friendship thing, somebody said they don't really exist. Like they're just, let me go back to Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram, by the way, at Date Is Over. A friend of mine said something about it. Let's see. I guess I should have pulled this up while we were on the break. 12 piece. Piss poor preparation.
Prior rum and wedding.
Okay. He says they don't exist unless one is unattractive.
Wow.
He said it's more circumstances outside of their control that makes them become platonic friends. So I asked him, I said, well, what kind of friends are we? He said, we met through circumstances and mutual friends, but best believe if the opportunity had presented itself, he would have, jumped on it.
Well, there it is.
But is that not true? Isn't that how all men think for the most part?
I wouldn't say all.
Well, not all, but
all
most.
Situations? Oh, no. I'd say all, but not all situations play out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is going to have someone that they're attracted to.
Right.
And everyone is going to be rejected. But sometimes it's not always going to be a straight rejection. It's going to be, yeah, you're cool. Here's my number. We can hang out. And it never grows to anything else. And she just wants you to be friends. And as a man, you have two options. Either accept that or don't. And if you accept it, then then what you're doing is waiting for her to change her mind.
So do you ever get to a point where you stop preparing to pounce on that person? The guys, you know, some guys were just laying waiting for who knows how long. Like, okay, how many times do I have to hang out with her? How many times do I have to, you know, help her change her tire or help her to move or help her, you know, fix this in her house and help her paint and, you know, be a shoulder for her to cry on before she finally sees that I'm worth being in a relationship with her?
Every man has a different threshold.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's... I'd like to call myself a nice guy, so a lot of those things I would do. Like for JT, if she had a flat tire, I'd come help her with no intentions behind it.
Hey man,
so
my battery died last week. Where were you?
Well, you didn't call me. Look
true,
at that.
True. True.
But yeah, so like those things aren't a big deal. But if it's like going out and taking you somewhere and always trying to invite you to something, that's probably the things that I would do for someone that I'm cool with that I would like to see something more happen.
Okay.
And I think after two or three of those, I'll invite you, but you're gonna pay for yourself. I'm not buying the ticket for you no more. I'm not paying for your drinks. You can come.
So once the payment stops, that's how you know that you have reached platonic friendship status.
That's the indication. That's the indicator that right Howard there. Is not well. I mean, look,
the indicator for a lot of guys.
Yeah, probably.
I know people have been like that. Like, you know, they claim that they're your friend. And, you know, they take care of things, and then once you reject them one too many times, they're like, all right, then well, you got to pay for your own food.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, and it depends on the relationship. Because obviously, even with...
But that seems petty, though.
You call it what you want. I don't think it's petty.
What do you think, JT?
I've invested in a relationship.
I don't know. I think when it comes to, like, the whole, like, pay for things, it's all... I feel like with the whole, like, pay for different activities or events that two people want to experience, my mom always told me that if you invite somebody, then you expect to pay for them. So it's not, for me, in a platonic relationship or in any relationship, really, girlfriends, guy friends, like... If I invite you out, I'm a check for you. I'm gonna pay for you. And if I didn't invite you out to something we want to do together, then we go in Dutch.
Right? Yeah.
Right. And I don't expect, you know, a platonic friend to pay. I'm just saying, you know, some people that once they realize that they're never gonna have a chance in habanero hell, then that's when they try to pull that. Well, you gonna pay for your own food?
Habanero
I'm not doing it.
Hell. That is really hot. I got a question though.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like in effect we're saying that platonic relationships are in the hands of the man. Like, is that true?
No, that's the exact opposite. The woman dictates whether or not it's platonic.
Well, no, not necessarily.
What?
It's going to be platonic on my end, but you're going to be forced into it being a platonic relationship.
Exactly. I'm going to accept that.
Because in most cases, you know, it's usually the guys that get stuck in the friend zone. Because once a woman realizes that a man is not interested in her, she's probably not going to stick around and help that guy out.
So yeah. I guess it is, you know, we do control that to a certain extent, because like you said, he will lie in waiting until you have one more drink. Oh, have one more Grand Marnier, honey. Yeah. Of course you can stay with me. You don't need those panties. Oh, I'll help you. Oh, he did what, girl? You know what? If I was with you, I would never do anything like that. So,
give me them draws.
Right. Girl, yeah. I can't say it on the air. What I was going to say, what I've said to somebody. But, yeah, platonic friendships. And I want to transition into, you know, what you were saying earlier, JT, about when you get into a relationship, what happens with those platonic friendships? Because it becomes a real slippery slope when you have people of the opposite sex that you constantly engage with that's, you know, outside of your relationship.
Well, can I say, I speak from personal experience. This is the first time I've done this. I recently got in a relationship back in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few platonic friends.
Mm-hmm.
Floating around, Howard one of them, and then another, I guess you could say, true platonic friend, where there, you know, there were no spaces of intimacy created.
Uh-huh.
However, with those other ones, there was, and uh-huh. So I just felt it necessary to sort of cut those relationships off.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the response and the reaction from those guys, I'm like,
you realize where they stood with
this
you.
This is not platonic, but
right.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to be that mad that I'm like, you know, I think we should just dial it back a little bit. And I'm over here doing this right now with this
they
guy.
They lost a friend.
I like him. And yeah, I think definitely it's losing a friend, but it seemed a little more than that. And you know what's interesting? One of the guys brought up Howard, too. He was like, you gonna stop hanging out with Howard like that? And I'm like, well, no, because Howard and I haven't created this intimate space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's one of the key things about a platonic relationship between a male and a female, or, you know, a person that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Howard and I don't create spaces where it's intimate, where we are, you know, gazing into each other's eyes,
right,
or, you know, spending long nights together by ourselves, like
long walks in the park,
ain't none
and
of
having
that.
These
like,
deep
I
conversations
mean, we do
hang out one-on-one,
we do hang out one-on-one, but it's just the space of intimacy mm-hmm. is not created in a
but
way
even that,
it is
can be a
like,
little risky.
Well,
I want to go back to something I forgot to mention, you know. So should I actually ask somebody or talk to my male friends and say, look, where are we? Like, I want to be clear that we are platonic, you know, because some guys will stick around, and I want you to be my genuine friend. I don't want you to be waiting around until I trip and fall, you know, slip on a banana peel and onto your
so
penis.
So are you saying so that I think that implies that I can't genuinely be your friend but also be interested in you. And I don't mm-hmm. think that's true.
No, well, should I ask the person, well, are you interested in me on a deeper level than our friendship?
I think that's a tough question to ask because one wants to really expose themselves without mm-hmm. being sure. But I think, for me, I think there are certain people. And I think, again, it's a maturity thing and just knowing yourself and being comfortable, being open and saying what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
If someone asked me that, I'd say, well, you and I are friends. We're mm-hmm. really cool. If that possibility came up, I would be interested in exploring it. But if that's not what you want, then I'm fine where we are. Like, I'm not pressed. You're not going to get no weird stares from me when you're
right.
in a relationship or anything like that. Like,
I just don't like the people that are faking the funk. Like,
yeah,
if you
yeah.
ask them the question, like, look, you know, and you put it out there, like, I'm not interested in us doing anything. Or like, well, where do you want something more? Are you really being genuine? Like, mm-hmm. are you just helping me out because you are hoping to gain something in the future? Because some people are really not genuine. They stick around like, okay, like I said, they will lie in waiting until you slip up and you're on, you know, you're sad, you're crying about something. And then that's when they try to pounce on you and kiss on you. I mean, because I've been in that situation with guys. I'm like, damn, I thought we was friends. You invited me over to your house at some what time at night? And
do
we don't have that kind of relationship at all.
Do this. Hold on. Let me get
so that. That caught me off guard, but say it in like 15 seconds
okay.
or less.
Tell a guy that you are just friends and you seem like a brother or whatever else, and then ask him to help you move.
No.
That'll get a real quick whether or not you're just
and
friends
people
or not.
Do not
exactly.
Help you move.
Exactly.
Okay, I like yeah. that. Ask him to help you move. So okay. So we're gonna go to commercial break, but keep in mind you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and I will be right back, so keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
what's better? These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted. What's sprouting? Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie Ann Howard, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music news and talk. Make sure you tune in each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find us is at tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. You can download the TuneIn app on your mobile device and search for The Flow DC, or you could just go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. It'll take you right to the station, and you can also use that same URL on a computer. So anyway, it is time for This Week in Black History, so I'm going to pass it over to you, Howard. So tell us about some great things that happened in Black history.
Wonderful things have happened. Thank you and good night. 1791, on March 12th, Benjamin Banneker was commissioned to basically design D.C.
I know, and I was there when he got that.
Did you? Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It went well.
Were you in shackles in 1791?
Excuse me, I was in the house.
Oh, you are. You are one of those. 1913, one of our most memorable black female leaders, Harriet Tubman, actually passed on March 9th, 1913. Yeah, so that was the tragic loss.
So Harriet Tubman and Biggie Smalls died on March 9th.
Oh wow. Yeah, black leadership.
Right. But as you were saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to go anymore. It's it got really gloomy after that.
Really?
Biggie died.
We didn't have any other great things in black history.
I'm looking at my phone.
No, we'll go ahead and go. You want to go to beautiful black woman?
We're going to step it up, liven it up a little bit. Yes. Beautiful black woman. This week, God graced the earth with, why am I forgetting her name?
Who?
No, well, LaToya Luckett is, I was going to say her second.
Jasmine?
LaToya Luckett, fine self, was born this week. I don't know what she's doing with her life.
She got a show on VH1.
There you go.
Yeah, she got that. She's on with, I don't know. Ladies. I thought that show got canceled.
It's
on
Centric now. It's just not on VH1.
Oh, okay. Centric. Okay. The other black network.
Well, VH1 is a black network. But Centric is for show.
It is. Okay. TV1, BET, Centric. We coming up. We got three channels now. Also this week,
and the checks are signed by white men. Truth be told.
Also this week,
let me get off my black power.
Yeah, you're ruining my beautiful black women. Beautiful. Back up.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful black women.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful black women.
We're stealing Howard's moment.
Beautiful black women.
Yes.
Jasmine Guy.
Yes.
Whitley.
Dwine.
Different World.
Mm-hmm. I fight. Change.
Do you fight like Whitley?
I don't fight, but when I do, I fight.
It's because you're a lady. So that is our Black History and Beautiful Black Women moment of the week.
Well, thank you, Howard.
Govern yourselves accordingly.
Yes. So back to the scheduled program. You just heard music from the great Eddie Kendricks. Yes, he's one of the founding members of the Temptations. That song was called Intimate Friends because a lot of people want to be intimate with their friends. It might be one-sided, but that is something that they want to have take place. But in the studio we have Howard. What's up, Howard?
What's up?
Okay, delayed. JT.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, and of course, I'm your host, Miss Marie. We are talking tonight about platonic friends, and I want to transition back into, you know, having platonic friendships when you are in a committed relationship, because that can be a little dicey when you have friends of the opposite sex who are also a part of your, you know, friendship structure, to say the least. So let's see, how do we even, you know, get into the situation? How do you balance having your platonic friends and your relationship? You know, I've seen a lot of people that do not have boundaries. So, like, you know, you saying that you're in a relationship now, JT. So how do you balance that and still, you know, make certain that your man is secure and that, you know?
Well, first, you have to date a confident man.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And then two, any male friend that I have, whether it be a coworker, like on the slight scale where I'm not really that cool with them, but they may be, they may be texting me or calling me or emailing me, Or if it's someone like Howard, we're super cool and we go to the gun range together, or we might go to a party together. Mm-hmm. I make sure that he knows who that person is, what the dynamic of our relationship mm-hmm. is, and you know, and hopefully they get an opportunity to meet. I think when I first started dating,
I met him before I knew y'all were dating, actually.
Okay.
But so why the one-on-ones without your man, with other men? Because that can be dicey.
Good question. I don't think we did. I mean,
we haven't hung out one-on-one since you've
I
been started dating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you said y'all went to the gun range and
no that happened. That happened when we weren't, I mean, when we both weren't dating anybody.
Gotcha. But so would that continue?
Listen, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't continue. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know,
but now why a lot should
of
it?
Now a lot of my time is consumed, my free time is consumed by my guy. But when it's not, for example, I have something to do or he has something to do, like I'll reach out to my friends, and one of my friends will happen to be Howard. I'm like, yo, are you free? Mm-hmm. He might have a chick he out with, and he'd be like, yo, I'm in the streets this weekend.
Don't put my business into your story.
But if he's not and we're both free, then we'll do something together.
Yeah. But that still sounds dicey to me because, okay, I want to go on this date with my man. My man is not available, so let me call my backup man who might... Mm. That's what it sounds like, though. I'm not saying that Howard is your backup man, but it sounds that way. Like, okay, well, my boyfriend wasn't available, so could you and I do this together? I think that could be a little dicey. A little dicey. So I don't know about the one-on-ones. You know, like, so when you get into a relationship, do you need to have, like, a grandiose announcement? Like, hey, guys, listen up. I'm in a relationship now, so you can't call me after midnight, or you can't do this, and we can't really have these one-on-ones. You know, my man got to be there, or, you know, we can do group outings. Is that necessary to have that dialogue with your friends?
I don't think it's a dialogue in that sense. I think, especially because she's here, I think it's a good, and I think the way that we went about it was a good example. She had a house party for Halloween, I think it was, or something. There was something where there was a bunch of people there, and I officially met him that way. And then the next time that I hung out with her, she just had a couple of people over, had some tacos, played a couple games, and he was there. So we continue to meet in that way. And I don't think I would say that while things have been busy, we used to hang out all the time, like just be out. But I think in combination with her being in a new relationship and things being busy, we've kind of pulled back from that and haven't been in a space where I would be comfortable being like, yo, let's just go do this thing one-on-one, as we had in the past. I would say, oh, well, are y'all doing something? Do y'all want to come to this? It wouldn't be, hey, JT, come to the bar with me. It would be,
can y'all come to the bar with me?
Yeah, and because I respect that she's in a relationship. And again, we haven't talked
as
much.
And that's a key word, respect. Because in some cases, people don't have the level of respect that the two of you have for each other in, you know, the other person's relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's very, you know, comforting to hear. Because I'm in different groups on Facebook. And let me tell you, I'm in a marriage group. Not going to say what it's called. And that is exactly one of the issues. That's a hot button issue. Because this woman said to her husband, you know, I guess she didn't like one of his female friends, and she disclosed that to him, like, I don't feel comfortable. You know, she said she's cool with, like, some of his other female friends, but that particular one, she just didn't make her feel comfortable. So she said, you know, I would appreciate if you would stop talking to her, like, just cut her off.
Okay.
He said that he would. He didn't. Mm-hmm. She found out about it. So now they got in this big brouhaha, and he's saying to her, well, why do I need to cut my friend off? You know, we've just friends and this, that, and the other. So, and that becomes a problem because you have this competition between your spouse and your friend, and it seems like you're choosing the friendship over your relationship or your marriage, and that's what a lot of people seem to be doing nowadays. Well, I don't need to give up my friends for no man. Look, if you want to keep your home happy, honey, you might have to change some of your behaviors.
Yeah.
So I guess that's exactly what I'm about to talk about, because it's time for Miss Marie's rant and rave, and I totally didn't take notes for this, so winging it. What am I going to rant and rave about? I don't know.
I think you already started, but go ahead.
I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm no expert. I'm just ranting and raving, you know, my own damn opinion about, you know, platonic friendships and platonic friends while you're in a relationship. But as I said just now, you know, it's great that Howard and JT have this, you know, level of respect for each other's relationships and in their friendship in general, that they wouldn't do things to jeopardize that other person's situation. But in some cases, in a lot of cases, people don't care. And I think a lot of us, when we have these friendships, we get on this high horse. Well, I've known him longer, so, you know, his loyalty should be with me. Honey, no. He ain't sleeping with you. You don't keep him warm at night. So mind your damn business and keep your mouth closed and let that man live and be in his relationship with that other person. And then I think about it, I went out with somebody a couple weeks ago. And as we were on our way to go to brunch, one of his female friends called. And he was saying, well, hey, I'm on a date right now. We're getting ready to go to brunch. And she said to him, well, tell her. I said, she better not break your heart. I said, tell her that's exactly what I'm going to do. Mind your business, girlfriend. Granted, I was just joking, but I'm saying, don't come at me like that. You don't know me. My loyalty is not to you. My loyalty is to him, just like your loyalty is to him too. But don't come at me sideways. You're just a friend. He's trying to hit me, not you. And I don't mean hit me in a physical, you know, beat me sense, but like a beat it up kind of frame. But one of the things I want to say is just avoid putting your spouse in a position such that they have to compete with your friends for your time and attention. That's a huge mistake that a lot of people make. If you're spending more time with your platonic friends than you are with your man or your girlfriend, you need to reevaluate your situation and figure out where do you really want to be. And also, make certain that you are careful with the information that you disclose about your relationship to your platonic friends. Like, I know you guys talked about everything under the sun, but some things you got to keep to yourself. Some things got to stay in your relationship. So just make certain that you have boundaries and that you're not setting yourself up for failure because that's what a lot of people do. They talk too much. They hang out too much with their friends, and they're not valuing their relationships or putting their relationships first. So that's my rant and rave. Anything you want to add to that, Howard?
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Specifically
to that piece about what you share about your relationship, you have to understand who your true friends are. Mm-hmm. That has to be bold and clear to you because, I again, she's here, so I'm going to speak to this situation. JT and I can have conversations about her relationships because she presents them in a way where she's trying to understand why he did this, why he said this. And I understand the relationship and we're friends. So I'm trying to kind of give her some perspective of maybe just a guy's perspective. But she's not just saying he ain't this and I'm tired of this. It's not a bad mouthing. Mm-hmm. When you're bad mouthing someone, that's when it becomes an issue. But if I feel like if you're talking to a true friend, you can seek advice. You can speak to someone without putting someone down and really putting the onus on you to say, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. But why does it have to be a platonic friend? Why can't it be a father or a pastor or a brother or a cousin?
I think that with friends, platonic friends, that people that aren't sort of in your family circle or even in your Christ circle, you feel like you can be a little bit more open with them. You can be a little bit more honest with them. They've seen you get drunk and act a fool.
Right.
They've seen you in sort of your worst and your best, in your career highs and in your drunk lows. So you can tell them how you feel and what you think, and maybe get some honest advice.
Because there's certain things I'm not telling my pastor or my father. So
look, Dad, I bent her over and this happened.
She made this noise. I don't know what that was.
Dad, I think I punctured her uterus with my Mandingo penis. What do I do? I think I killed her. But yeah, let me go back here. As you can see, I multitask like crazy while I'm on the show. But I mean, I still think that's a slippery slope with the stuff that you reveal, because when those situations arise, like if you have, you know, some controversy in your relationship and you go to that male or female friend and they'll say something like, oh, really? That's what he did? I mean, if I was with you, I would never do something like that.
Or that's the difference.
They make snide remarks like, oh, really? I mean, well, why is he at home and you were supposed to be moving and he ain't help you move? And, you know, so it's like certain things that people will say that, you know, will call, you know, they are throwing, you know, your significant other under the bus and making remarks that don't necessarily need to be said. So I don't know.
Well, I think you just need to take stock of your platonic relationships and friendships and see, are they really that, you know, are they really checking for you and praying for you?
Sometimes they're not checking for you. I mean, they are checking for you, or they just checking to see that your relationship fails, because they might not have somebody like, oh, well, she just with some dude right now and I think he ain't nothing. I don't really like him, so whatever.
You get the perspective on that, I think, pretty early. And it's not a let me just reveal stuff to figure out what you're saying, but you can be subtle about it. You can Hey, it just wasn't a good day for us,
right?
Today, whatever. Oh well, what'd he do? I bet you I wouldn't. If he starts doing that, then you know that's not the person you can go to.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing too is going back to boundaries. You know, we have to be careful as to what we reveal about our relationship. Like, if everything that you're saying, and I'm guilty of, like, if everything you're saying is about when you guys had a fight, well, he said this, and I'm upset, and blah blah blah, and. You know, if you're only going to that person about your bad situations, they're going to continue to see that person in a negative light. Mm-hmm. So once you forgive him for or her for what she did, your friend hasn't.
Yeah.
So when you have too many people in the mix, that makes it difficult for your relationship, because then your friend will be, well, I don't even know why you with her, because all you do is complain about everything she does, and you ask me for advice, and you get right back with her. So you must be a glutton for punishment. So what you keep coming to me for?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you with her?
No, I definitely get that.
But I don't think your friends need to be that much in your business like that. You know, I get wanting to have perspectives, but you know, talk to your man about it. Talk to your girl about it. Well, you know, I said X, Y, and Z, and it seems that you took this, you know, in a way that I didn't think you would. So how can I make this work? You know, how can we fix this between us?
So from what you've described,
mm-hmm.
who can you talk to outside of the relationship?
God,
if you're other than
and what
the
I'm
Lord.
Saying is yeah. I don't even know how realistic it is.
Yeah, yeah, not
because it's challenging. Yeah,
it
you know,
is,
like
it is.
You can't, think all of stuff bottled up.
No, that. No, you can't. So a therapist is a helpful, you know, neutral party who doesn't really know. You know, they are good at being. You know,
fair enough. We fair. All don't have time to get to a therapist. We all can't afford a therapist's help. We don't all have health insurance, but.
You should, Obamacare.
I mean, right. We still all working on that, right? Affordable Care Act. But
there are some different
and I'm sure there are free
coaching
services.
Groups that you can join. Sure, if you got like the Single Wives Club, that's like $10 a month.
But
you want somebody that you're comfortable
why you
with.
Have friends, right? That you confide in them because you respect them, you value their opinion, and you trust them. And so that's the reason why you want to reach out to them and at least just get their perspective. You're right. I think you're right. You do need to talk to your man. You need to talk to your girl. But
one of the things I always say is that you should never let outside factors disturb the peace in your relationship. Yeah. And by going to outside people, you are opening up a can of worms for your relationships. I'm guilty of it. Like I said, you know, you had this big brouhaha and fight with your significant other, and then you run and tell your friends. And it's not necessarily my guy friends. I've gone to, like, my female friends. And then, you know, from then on, they're like, oh, I can't stand him. And so we have to be careful of, you know, the words that we choose and the information that we choose to share with people. And going back to the platonic friend thing, it's like I was saying with chick on the phone. So do you guys do that too? Like, well, if the person is dating some, like if your platonic friend is dating somebody new, do you feel the need to pull them aside and say, hey, that's my girl. Make sure you take good care of her and don't treat her like this. Because if you do, you're going to have to answer to me and blah, blah, blah. Because people do that. They want to say, well, what are your intentions with my friend? You know, she's had a lot of, you know, crazy dudes in the past.
And
I want to make certain that you.
A grown man.
A grown ass man.
Okay.
But some people, like, a lot of people do that.
He can figure it out on his own.
And I think. That and unfortunately, I think.
And before
this,
you finish,
really,
if I feel like a chick is not right for Howard, I'm not gonna tell her. I'm like, yo, Howard.
She's gonna say that to me.
Don't do it.
Like, what's wrong with this broad? but no, I think I don't even remember what I was gonna say.
Cut
it's
you
gone.
Off.
You did.
The moment's gone.
Yep.
Totally gone. Come on.
What were we talking about?
Chicken.
I don't know. It's gone. Let's move on. Someone else say something.
Oh, okay.
Outkast.
Andre 3000. You know what? Going back to Black History now, I think about it, because, you know, that music we play for This Week in Black History is Marvin Gaye. And Marvin Gaye's family just won that lawsuit.
All that money, $7 million.
From Blurred Lines.
And she was crying and carrying
on. Yes, she was. So that's some new history. What?
She's over here talking about and carrying on.
What's what?
My grandma is from the South.
Crying
okay.
And, she was crying and carrying on. That's not common.
That's not a common phrase.
Oh.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So, boundaries. Because a lot of friends push the envelope. And then when you get so engaged in your friendships, that's when the emotional affairs can happen, because then you start looking forward to having those conversations with your friends. You're like, what the heck is she talking about? Or just, you know, when you say like new friends.
Yeah.
Social media, it can be the devil.
It is.
If you let it.
It is. No, it is.
And you'll have these friends. It's like I'm in a bunch of different groups, so we chat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that person hitting you up like, oh, so how's your day? It's cool. So it can start off as, you know, how's everything going? And then you start confiding in this person like, you know, well, yeah, I was having this issue. I'm trying to figure out what to do about my relationship. And then they start plotting and scheming. Yep. But the same can happen with your platonic friends because, you know what? You know, I'm used to sharing my information with this person. So this is my confidant, and I will continue to let him or her be that person. How do you really pull away from that, Howard?
I don't know. I really don't.
Because then you have people, you know, like in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
This is my work husband. This is my work wife.
Yeah.
So how do you pull away from those situations? Because I don't even like hearing people say stuff like that. My work husband, my work wife. I will not be calling anybody that's not my man, my husband.
Yeah. I think it's really just establishing what these relationships are, and then finding out what the comfort level is of the person that you're with. Like if like for instance, if I was talking to you, I know not to call the homegirl that I go to lunch with my work wife.
Right.
I'm not gonna say my work wife such and such got some flowers today or got a promotion or whatever mm-hmm. it is that happened. I'm not gonna say that to you because I know how that makes you feel. Now does that
but
change
but you shouldn't be saying that to her either.
Oh yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if that's what it is, then that's what's necessary. But you have to take stock of your relationship and understand what the triggers are for your mate and decide if those things matter to you. And if they don't matter to you, maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship. So I think it's really just looking at your relationship, what you're comfortable with, what mm-hmm. they're comfortable with, and finding that middle ground where nobody's offended. You can still.
It's hard to find that middle ground, though, honey.
It is.
I mean,
it
I have there, seen and people.
Many times it's not a middle ground. It's I'm going to just take the L on this one and I'm going to do it your way.
But
we may have to compromise.
But the friends thing is a tough one.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When it's somebody that you've grown up with, somebody that you've known half your life, or somebody that's been there for you through thick and thin, but you're not in a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in this relationship and for some odd reason they clash with your mate.
Yeah.
And your friend, your mate says, well, look, I don't like this person. I don't want you talking to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to choose my relationship or my friendship. And a lot of people have issues with choosing their relationship over their friendship. Like if your friendship is that valuable, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be valuable, but if you are in a committed relationship or a marriage, then some things you got to let go. So why is it really that hard to let go of that person? Not saying completely cut them out of your life, but they got to scale like way. Like if you see each other on the street, it's love. Hey, how you doing? How's the family? You know, air kiss, one, one on the cheek, and you take good care. All is well. Here are the kids. That's peace out.
I think it's partly because it does escalate to that. Because if I'm in a relationship with you and you're telling me I can't be friends with a specific person, I'm in a relationship with you with the intent that this is going to continue, and your opinion on them probably isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So it is cutting this person out of my life. And if it's somebody I've known for, like you said, since childhood and been with me through everything,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be tough. That's a decision. That's a very mature decision to have to make.
Yeah.
For both people, though. It's not only is it a mature decision for me to make, but it's for that person to accept it, to say, okay, I see.
Because you
got to
have that conversation.
You want that to work out. I'm not going to, I mean, you're always going to be my friend. I hope it works out for you. If it doesn't, I'm here. If it does, I mean, invite me to the wedding and that'll be it. But both sides have to feel that way.
Like, right.
If you don't get that, then it's going to be some turmoil. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be, oh, you're going to leave me for this chick. Well, not leave me, but you're going to stop talking to me for this chick and whatever else. Like,
right.
It could be an ordeal.
Right. Well, we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Don't forget, you can tweet us or hit us on Instagram @DateIsOver and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Do you like drugs? Have you?
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the Iron for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes, because that's what it's there for. It's not just my bad dates. You got to share your own. And actually, we have a very funny story that's up right now. It's called Belligerent Chick, so check it out. Go to thisdateisover.com and click on the blog tab and check it out. And I think we're going to get together real soon, have some happy hour or something.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know what? We are going to do it.
Let's do it.
March 28th. I said it.
March 28th.
Yes.
2-8.
Yes. We're going to go to, wait, is it the 28th? Lord.
Is it, what day of the week is it?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Is it 29th? First. Did I just play myself and give the wrong date?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to shoot for March 28th, go to the Daily Grill in D.C. because they have an awesome happy hour on Saturday. Okay. So.
Yeah, we've been there before, so I'll post the details.
Which one? The one in DuPont?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. And that was JT, by the way. So tonight we're talking about platonic friends, and what did I just play? Miguel, Lord.
Oh yeah.
We just played music from Miguel. The song was "Do You." Keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. And I do believe we have a call on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? It's Hollywood. I'm calling from the DMV.
Hey, Hollywood. What did you want to add to tonight's topic? We're talking about platonic friends.
I want to say, first of all, I'm really enjoying the show, guys.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And I want to say is, I mean, me being a tomboy, I've always been a tomboy, so mm-hmm. I always had a lot of guy friends. And then I got married kind of early. I got married at 18, so all my other friends wasn't married, but I had a bunch of guy friends. So okay. It got a little crazy, but I mean, I was with my husband for a long time, so he kind of already knew all my guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big problem. But recently, since I've been separated, one of my guy friends, like 17 years of friends, just bust out with, like, he wanted to kind of, I was like,
he been
really?
Waiting.
He been waiting for 17 years to get a whiff of that, honey.
I'm like, yeah, I did. Sure, like, right now, like, yeah, I did. Like, it shocked me. I was like, for real? Like, we go out here and there, but then I kind of, as I'm looking back at it, no wonder why he kind of like didn't want to come over for dinner and
wait, you know, one-on-one like, dinner or like, a group dinner? What kind of dinner?
No, like I cook. I be get down in the kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, really? So cook, text so me. Text me at.
So like you know, I would have little dinner parties with have my friends. You know, when I come over on Sunday, eat dinner. Mm-hmm. But you know, my husband would be cool with it because he's known them just as long as he knows me.
Yeah. Uh huh.
But like. That particular one, he never really wanted to come over.
He didn't want to see you happy with
your
boo.
So let me ask you something, Hollywood. So now that you are, you know, I guess, you know, dissolving your marriage, does this person have a chance? Does this friend have a chance in habanero hell to get out of the friend zone?
I like the habanero hell too, by the way. that's on point right there. I just think that.
Thank you.
I like that. But no, I mean, right, he has a baby mother or whatever, and they've been together just as long as we were together. So
he only got with her because you weren't available.
Exactly.
You played him.
He had his time.
Oh, damn. So he has no chance.
No, he had like one. I'm talking about we were at like one of those after school skip parties.
He had a chance 17 failed. Years ago. And the date was over.
He kept around, but like as friends. But then I was just so shocked. Out of one of the blue, he's like, "So you want to do this and that?" And I was like, "Whoa!" I was like, "So how long have you been wanting to do this?"
Since the day I met you, honey.
But he had a chance, but he
said
it's your party, so I mean, that's on you.
Wow. See, and that's the thing that gets me, you know, when you've been friends with somebody for so long, and you think that they're really your friend, and then out the blue, they start professing their love for you. You're like, ho, wait a minute now. Pump your brakes. Like,
yeah, and I've never done anything with him. I don't ever do nothing with my guy. I had one that was kind of, you know, back in the day, like when school, but as we got adults, we never did anything. Okay. So it's kind of like, that don't count.
Yeah, just like, you know, you think you're friends with people. Well, I don't know. Can it count?
Well, that was one of the things that I want to kind of talk about next. Because I actually was talking to a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine,
mm-hmm.
that I have been intimate with before. And it was very friendly. My conversation was friendly, but she was receiving it as though I was trying to get back on. And I was like, no, I'm just trying to say,
I mean,
hello.
That's challenging, yeah. though. Because then, and thank you for your call, by the way, Hollywood. We appreciate the support. Make sure you check out the website, too, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thank you. So, I just lost my train of thought. Damn it to hell.
Gotta
give me some ginkgo biloba.
Going from being someone somewhat of an intimate relationship.
Yeah, backtracking to being
a friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can be challenging because I think somebody's always going to have feelings. So they're going to be having their guard up. Like, okay, what you talking to me for? You know, I ain't trying to get with you. And just like her, she like, you like, come on now. That was years ago. Maybe that wasn't years ago. I don't know.
I think it's impossible.
Yes. I tried turning back the hand of time. It didn't work.
Turning back the hands of time are not easy. Yeah. I don't think you could do it. But because once you start looking in them eyes and you get that right. conversation, and God forbid you have a glass of wine or two, it's over.
Yes.
Remember right when we used to do used this?
To be.
Remember when we used to go down to the park and you were the only one there for me, and I just and thought I that we would be so you. Great together. And
what happened?
And I love you.
Anyway, I wish there was cameras in here so y'all can see my face.
He has the blankest stare of yeah, in life. Mm-hmm. But JT, I know we were talking in the break. You had a situation because we were speaking about earlier. You know, you get sometimes you get in a situation where you know you have to choose between your platonic friend and your relationship. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the friends try to pull rank. Well, I've been your friend longer, I've been here before her. I'm gonna be here after her. And a lot of friends don't know their place. Example. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get to you in a minute. I'm sorry. So I have a friend of mine who doesn't seem to understand that when people get married, they're going to naturally fall back. Well, after he got married, he changed and he don't ever want to come out. He's married. He's married. He doesn't have to talk to you. He doesn't have to call you.
Yep.
He does not owe you anything. He did not take any vows to you and your friendship. Mm-hmm. He married her for a reason. She is now his everything. Well, we don't even hardly hang out. Like they don't ever come around because he is married. He's not yours. And then, you know, she turns her nose. Well, he need to, you know, he's tripping. No, you're tripping. And a lot of people don't understand it. So I want to go back to you, JT, you know, because I think you revealed that you had a situation about, you know, your man having to choose between you and his friend.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I got the short end of the stick, honey girl. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I got the short end of the stick.
Oh, man. And you can take it out if you want to.
H, okay, yeah, you cool. Yeah, that's a little more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, you might have to move closer.
You can't go too far.
Yeah, we're in the temporary studio, so there you go.
Is that good?
Look at God.
Look at God.
Yeah, so as you were saying.
Yeah, I was dating a guy from Cleveland. We've been together for like 3 or 4 years. We were living together. It was blissful.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah, no, it was real serious. Yeah. It was blissful, you know, except for, you know, the here and there's where everything's not so great. But everybody hits those rocky roads. Anywho, we both trying to figure out how to get to Cleveland for Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that. And he's like, oh, my homegirl's going to take us. And I'm like, no, she's not. Because this is the homegirl that is not cool. That
you don't have a vibe.
Yeah,
vibe
you got a
her.
Gang of homegirls. And I'm cool with all of them. But
except
this one,
her.
She is something not right. Something not right. So, no, I'm not going to sit in a car with her for 5 hours riding up to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Not happening. So he's like, that's what I'm doing. And I'm like, dude, if you do that, then you can consider this relationship over. I don't know. Maybe it's a little drastic, but I just felt like I needed to know how you really felt. Like,
right.
Who are you choosing? You choosing that or you choosing me?
And who did he choose?
Let me tell you. So get up the next morning. He packing. I'm like,
where you going?
Where you going? He's like, I told you I'm going to Cleveland. You can get packed and ready to go. I told you I'm not going. So I went out on the porch and I waited for her to show up.
So hold that thought because you got to go to commercial break. But we'll let the story continue right after the break. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Yo, I'm tripping, right? I heard you got married. You got married. It don't really make any sense. I mean, it's not like I didn't think you were seeing other people or whatever. I mean, I was seeing other people, but you know what this is. You know what it was. I can't say I really understand, though.
You
chose her cause she's sweet as pie. Take what you give, even your lies. But baby, are you happy without me? She scrubs your back, washes your clothes, gives you everything that you ask for. But don't you ever want more? Cause my love is deeper, brighter, sweeter, higher, liar. Didn't you know this? Or didn't you know? Deeper than anything you ever heard. I'm reaching, baby. I know I should be your lady. You say you're happy, you say you're great, but you know and I know you really ain't. You need to come be with me. That's the way it's supposed to my be.
Y'all hear what she's saying? My love is sweeter. Didn't you notice? Didn't you know this? Is this not a hating song or what? You listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, in the studio with Howard. What's up, Howard?
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
JT, what's up, JT?
Hey, boo.
Hey. And tonight we're talking about platonic friends, and we have transitioned into talking about platonic friends, you know, while you're in a committed relationship. And that was Joe Scott, like I said, with My Love. Yeah, she found out dude was getting married, and she's like, yo, how you gonna get married? I know you ain't happy. You say you happy, but I know you really ain't happy. How could you be happy without me? You know, my love is sweeter, kinder, deeper, sloppier. I don't know, but that's what she was saying in that song, that she's much better for him, but honey, he didn't choose you. And a lot of friends, these platonic friends, need to know their place, because a lot of y'all don't. Okay? Because his loyalty is, yeah, it should be with you in a friendship situation, but when it comes to relationship, you do not come first. So JT was telling us
back
a story.
To this cliffhanger we left y'all.
Yes. Right. JT was telling us about her situation, that she was in a relationship.
You was on the last we heard, you was on the porch.
Yes, and for those of you who missed it, she was in a relationship with somebody, and they were trying to go to Cleveland for the holiday season, and her boyfriend's platonic friend, you know, offered to give them a ride to Cleveland, and she said absolutely not, because she doesn't like that friend. She liked all of his other female friends, but this particular one rubbed her the wrong way, and she let him know in no uncertain terms that she was not feeling it, and told him that we are not going. But when he got up the next day,
he decided that he was still going to go. So what else happened after that? He got up. He started pulling out his clothes packing.
I was asleep and I heard commotion going on. He was packing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what's going on? He's like, oh, well, I'm still going. She said that if, you know, I don't go to Cleveland with her, then that means our friendship is over. And I'm like, what? So you telling me, I told you last night our relationship is going to be over. And she telling you this morning our friendship is going to be over. And you still going to Cleveland?
Wow.
I mean, I know your family is there. I'm not trying to like say you shouldn't go be with your family.
But that's like, it's the principle.
This is me and you trying to get to your family together, not you, me and her, or you and her.
And why the hell was she going in the first place? Where's her family? Oh, okay.
They came up together.
Oh.
But no, it ain't. It's a little bit more to the story. Right. So
she had feelings?
Hella feelings.
Mm.
So I'm like,
of course she had feelings because she wouldn't have said that to him if she didn't.
And that's what I'm saying. So I go out and I'm like, let me find out if she really said that. Because you know how sometimes guys just say things,
mm-hmm.
just sort of get up under your skin, mm-hmm. win an argument or something. So I'm like, I'm going to go sit on the porch. I sat on the porch and I waited. It's November. It's cold outside. Okay. I took a little glass of wine. I ain't going front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside. I'm waiting. She pull up. I'm like, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? Can you please step out the car? She rolled down the window an inch. What you need? Nah, can you step out the car? Nah, anything you can say through the window.
There's one inch. There's one inch of window. You can talk to me.
Meanwhile, he walking up, getting in the car. And I'm like,
you're not even there.
Oh, this is crazy.
Wow.
So, long story short, I ask her, is that what you said? You said that you're not going to be friends with him if he doesn't come with you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, that's what I said. We've been friends for a long time. And if he decides that he doesn't want to ride with me to Cleveland, that means we don't need to be friends anymore.
Then
and
I'm
like,
need to be
you
friends.
Understand I'm his woman. Like, mm-hmm. you shouldn't put him in situations like that. Now, granted, ladies, I know I should be talking to my man about this and not to her. But I had to.
Talk to him.
I needed to know if that's how she felt, you mm-hmm. know, and if this, you know, if this is what was causing the rift in our relationship. Anyways, so he didn't leave. He got out the car, and his clothes ended up on the driveway. But come to find out, 4 hours later, when she was complaining about how she needed to get to Cleveland because of a time sensitive issue, she came back 4 hours later to pick him up. Mm. So, yeah. I guess they chose each other. They not together now, but
that's mind boggling to me because you guys have been together. You said 3 or 4 years,
3 or 4, and lived together,
and that's what I don't understand. Why is it so hard, Howard, for some people to choose? Like, I am living with you. You can roll over into this cooch anytime that you want, but you gonna choose some chick that you ain't sleeping with. That ain't even that cute, because if she was cute enough, you would be with her. Well, maybe she is. I don't know. But she probably wasn't cute.
Hello. Thank you.
She was not cute. If y'all was supposed to be together, y'all would be together. You with me. So why in habanero hell, for like the 8th time me saying that, would you choose that friend over our relationship?
First off, I'm never going to be outnumbered more women to men in the studio again. This is y'all.
You y'all, chose it.
Y'all have co-signed each other on every which way. That's why.
But she's awesome. Hello.
Yeah, that's the homie. And what I think it is this misconception of what loyalty is.
Mm-hmm.
Because as my loyal friend, you should understand if I am in a relationship and what I need.
They should understand.
Yes, but people have this misconception about loyalty, and just because I've known you longer and you're the homie, if I have to make a decision about who's gonna be in my case as a man, who's gonna be my best man at my wedding, then I may go with the person that I've known longer. But when it's my relationship and the person that I'm engaging with,
that you are sleeping
spiritually,
with
spiritually, sexually, and all these other different ways, that trumps you. Are you going to tell me when I have kids, like, you're more important than my children because I've known you longer? No. Like, it's you have to understand what the relationships are. You have to understand the boundaries of the type of relationship you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just a friend, You are never going to out Trump.
You need friends, platonic friends. You need to know your place. Yep. A lot of people do not know their place. When somebody gets into a relationship, you need to automatically fall back. You need to stop complaining. Well, you hardly ever hang out with us. Well, you don't hardly ever call. We don't even talk that much anymore because he has somebody else to talk to.
Yeah.
She has somebody else to talk to. So, yeah, I mean, I know that sucks. And people are like, oh, well, they changed. That's natural. Everybody changes. That should be expected. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't look at it in such a negative light. Like, well, that ain't my... I don't really F with him no more. I don't really F with her no more because she all about her little boyfriend, her little girlfriend. No, let her be about her business and you get some business of your own. Get Bob out the drawer. Go to town. Get on Tinder, Plenty of Fish. Black people meet. White people meet. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Farmers meet.
Farmers Christian only. Mingle. Whatever site you need to get on, go out. Do something with yourself. Go out with your other friends. It's not the end of the world. Respect that person's relationship and understand that the dynamics of your relationship is going to change with that person. And that goes both ways. It doesn't have to be a platonic friend. It could be one of your guy friends, one of your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to understand, like, okay, yeah, I'm with somebody. Respect that. Because some people get in their feelings like, she always want to spend time with her boyfriend. Hello, he has a penis. You don't.
Yeah.
Hello.
I would choose a penis over you any day. I am so sorry. I love you and all, but I'm just gonna be honest with you. So,
I have a friend that was single for a little while, and we used to hang out with. You know who I'm talking about when I get into that. But she was always very critical when people got into a relationship. Oh, you got in a relationship and disappeared, and you always all up under such and such and this and that. I'm like, well, I'm in a relationship. Calm down.
Right.
And then she's got in one. And she Ghost. She comes out.
Ghost.
Once a quarter, something like that. But she's and nobody has issue with it. But like all that jabber about y'all disappearing and nobody still wants to hang out and all this and that. You're in a relationship now. You know what it's like. Like, grow up. Realize right. that we all trying to move forward. We're not. These aren't undergraduate relationships where we together in the dorm and then I'm doing whatever I want for the rest of the day and then I'll see you tomorrow night. Like, half of y'all live together or see each other on such or at least acting like you live together.
Right.
You got 3 days worth of clothes at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Those things happen. I want to spend my time with my significant other.
So respect their relationship, okay? It's not going to be all about you anymore. He's not or she's not going to have all this time in the world to be with you, friend, because I have a girlfriend, because I have a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. So mm-hmm. One of the things I wanted to also touch on is insecurities, because a lot of times people will say, you know, well, he doesn't want me to have, you know, so-and-so come around. He doesn't want me to have this friend, or she doesn't want me to have that friend. Well, your girl or your guy must be insecure. But we have to kind of take a step back and try to figure out, why is this person insecure? Because in a lot of cases, we're making them feel insecure. If you're going out and spending all this time with your, you know, friends of the opposite sex, and I'm not included, and you're revealing things about our relationship or even things that are happening in your life that, like, if you go to your friends first before you come to me, that's going to be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we go around and like, oh, you know, Janine told me, you know, that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know she told you that, you know. And then you looking at her salary, it's like, well, I told you this in confidence, so why are you telling me this? Or it could be like, oh, Janine told me about her promotion at work. And you're like, well, what promotion? And nobody wants to be the last to know. So you have to make certain that you are, you know, playing your part in the relationship to make certain that you make your partner feel secure. Because I don't think people always, you know, necessarily start off being insecure. Some people do have jealousy issues, but some people don't. Some of it is created by the other person, by their actions. So you have to kind of be mindful of how you conduct yourself. And, you know, as Howard would say, well, a lot of guys say, well, I don't have female friends. They'll say that. I don't have female friends. Well, maybe not Howard, but other guys will say they're not my friends. You know, I don't consider a woman to be my friend because I want to hit it at some point in time. So I don't really have female friends. And we know, ladies in most cases know, that you got these other guys who you claim to be your friends. But you know that if you text them right now, come over, I'm horny, they will be there in a heartbeat. And you know who has an attraction to you. So, and you just try to play it down like, oh, well, he's just my friend. You know, he don't have a chance with me. You know, but you know that he likes you. But you are in a relationship, but you continue to hang out with this person who obviously likes you. But you put him, he's in your friend zone, but you're not in his. But I'm rambling. I'm sorry. We got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind, the number to the studio is 301 301-560-6992. And you can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. Keep it right here on The Flow.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Thank you.
we're back on Rock the Flow. This date is .com. This date is over radio. We just listened to. See, you can't just put me on the spot. See,
what's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Howard, and I'm here with Miss Marie. So yes. Hello.
Hey.
Also, special guest, Miss JT.
JT.
Special J in the building.
Every time I say JT, I think of the Five Heartbeats, which is my favorite movie in the entire world. And JT tried to steal the spotlight from Flash, just in case. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, that's my favorite movie. So anybody that wants to, you know, get right to the core of me will feed me and have the Five Heartbeats. But anyway, that was music from Frankie. The song was If I Had You. Yeah, because a lot of those platonic friends are just thinking, if I had you,
that's what they waiting
oh,
on.
Oh, the things I would do. But yes, tonight we're talking about platonic friends and platonic friends in your relationship. So, you know, we were talking about over and over again boundaries and establishing them when you have these, you know, friends of the opposite sex, and making certain that your significant other does not have to compete with your friend. Like, you should never put them in that situation, or your family either. But some people don't know how to draw the line. And when you're in a relationship, you have to realize that you have to fall back from certain activities and things. You know, I know it sucks, but think about what you're gaining. And, you know, if you don't want to pull back, think about what you're going to lose. So, it is what it is. So, you just have to kind of write on a piece of paper, is it really worth losing my relationship? Is it really worth losing my friendship? So, figure out which one you really want to be in. Because if you don't want to be with me, you shouldn't have asked me to be with you. You shouldn't be staying in my, or living with me. We shouldn't be together for 3-4 years and you want to ride off to Ohio with some little basic bitch. I'm sorry, did I say that? Your friend. Your friend to Ohio by yourself when I told you I didn't want to go. And that's the thing. People continuously set themselves up for failure. If I told you I am uncomfortable, I haven't disclosed to you that I am uncomfortable with this situation, and I'm giving you valid reasons as to why I'm uncomfortable, and you continue to defy me, that should be the wrong word, but if you continue to go against my feelings as your spouse, that's problematic.
Ego becomes a big part of this, because it comes off as that. And even with the best intent of it, just simply informing someone of how you feel, it can come off as you're telling me what to do.
Right. And so how can we make it, you know, how can we articulate it in a way that doesn't come off as me dictating, you know, you better not be hanging out with Teresa no more. You better not be hanging out with Keith no more. How can we have the conversation, you know, so that the person will receive it properly? Because people are automatically going to go into attack mode.
I think it's putting yourself in a position of vulnerability. People are quick to say, I don't want you doing this, but they don't say, I'm really uncomfortable. This makes me feel this way. I don't know. I have to question. I don't want to have to question
the dynamic
my
of your
value to you and things like that. So it's putting it more about your feelings, because that's what it's about. It's about your feelings. It's not about you ain't going to do this because you know better. It's I'm uncomfortable, and I've chose to be with you, and I need to know that you are choosing me too.
Right.
I think you also have to be honest about your relationship too, and like what's going on, because if you express to a person how you feel about a situation or a person, and they don't receive it, and they get defensive about it, it's, you know, maybe there's some guilt there. Maybe there's something there that they're not like owning up to.
Right.
Like they're not really ready to let go of that other relationship for various reasons. And you need to decide, like, am I okay with this or am I not? And if I'm not, then I need to move on and let you decide, you know, be with that person or be by yourself. Because maybe that's what you want.
I say it before and I say it again. Do not let outside factors interfere, you know, with the peace of your relationship. So, I mean, and it happens a lot, and friends are a slippery slope when it comes to that. But friends, please, as I said before, know your place, know your role, and play it accordingly.
As Ashley Banks said, mind your business.
Right.
Just back up.
Mind your business. But yeah, I lost my train of thought because I had something I wanted to add, but I can't even remember now. But I was one of the other breaks we were talking about. I was listening to the LL Cool J song, and I was like, man, the Hey Lover, hater.
It's more than a crush, girl.
More than a crush. Like, this dude, I mean, and that's how some platonic friends are. Like, oh, your man must think it's cool for you to travel that way. You talk about the chick that was at the bus. So I was like, that's a hating ass song, but I don't even know where that came from. But platonic friends, anything else you want to add to that, Howard?
Guys, if you find yourself looking at this young lady longingly, thinking about how you can change her life, you should just let her know. Don't put yourself in this situation
17 where, years later.
Yeah, where you're 17 years down the road talking about, ooh, can we now do such and such? Nah, dude, like,
all my life,
let them know what it is.
For you to be single.
Let them know how you feel. And put it out there. It can go your way, it may not, but if it doesn't, then you can move on and live your life.
Live your life. Let's see. I want to add, you know, one of the things that I would like to add is putting yourself in that other person's shoes. Put yourself in your, you know, your spouse's shoes. You know, why do they feel this way about this person? And think about it. Think about what attracted your spouse to you. Like, they see all the greatness that's in you. They see that you're a beautiful person, that you have XYZ going for yourself. So they know that they're not the only person that sees that. So they see your friends of the opposite sex, and they're probably thinking, well, okay, well, I know how great she is. I know how great he is. So I know they see it. So how is it that they don't have feelings for this person when, you know, she has or he has all these amazing qualities? So you kind of got to, you know, have that in the back of your mind, too. And ladies, I know we are guilty of this. Make certain that we are keeping those friends who have a sexual interest or interest period in you way back. Like they got to get out of the picture. But it's about that time for us to get out of here. So thank you to my guest, JT. We appreciate having you in the studio.
This was so much fun.
Howard, as always, you know, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Any parting words, JT?
I value platonic relationships, but it's also important to draw boundaries.
Yes.
And that's what I would say.
Yes. Boundaries important. So Howard, any parting words?
Enjoy your weekends. It's getting warmer out there,
ain't it though?
I'm
a spring baby. I don't even know what the hell I'm gonna do for my birthday,
ladies. It's you can come out with just your jogging pants or some short shorts this weekend.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not talking
the way my thighs are set up.
I'm talking to our listeners. Feel free. The district is gonna be lovely. Get out on that mall and let people see what you've been working on. That winter body you've been working on. Yeah.
My winter body has consisted of old fashions and a lot of catfish. And anyway,
this might be the last time I bring someone I know.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. I'm getting ready to post the link once again because we're about to wrap up the fundraiser, The Flow fundraiser. So if you can make a donation, we would greatly appreciate it. I have challenged my friends to donate $10, but they keep on talking. I'm waiting to see the numbers add up. I'm like, okay, you keep talking and sharing the post, which I appreciate, but I need you to open up that wallet, honey, and share some of that money, you know. You know, the stuff that we use in the studio ain't free, but you know what? We love doing what we do, yes, so sir. We just would hope that you would support us in any way that you can. $5, $10, anything that you can spare, it's greatly appreciated. But check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and I'll also have the link, the donation link posted there. So if you guys could just do that, I will love you for at least 2 weeks if you make a donation. Actually, I'll love you forever in a day. But thank you. Go to thisdateisover.com. Check out the website. Come back next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you like what you hear, tell your friends about us. You know, we appreciate all the support. So sharing is caring. So with that said, have a great rest of the week. Have a great weekend. And bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.